Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord. We greet you in the matchless, awesome, magnanimous name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I love that song. Every time I hear it, it ministers to my spirit. Amen. It speaks to a place that I'm living in right now. It speaks to a place that I've been to before. Amen. Amen. How many know that there are seeds in the ground, amen, when you have served God and you have made some sacrifices, hallelujah, sacrifices that you know you wouldn't have made had it not been for the Lord, amen. If it had been for some people, amen, you wouldn't have made that sacrifice. But because of the love of God dwelling on the inside, amen, the love of God will compel you to do. Even when this flesh don't even want to respond, the love of God will compel you to do. Amen. I thank God for his love. I thank God for having the spirit of God dwelling on the inside. Amen. Amen. How many know you can't just say you're going to do? You just can't say, I'm going to feel this way or that way. Amen. Circumstances wise every day, some that is out of our control. Amen. But I'm so glad to be connected to the source. I'm so glad that I'm still abiding in the vine, the true vine. And that vine is Christ Jesus. Oh, I'm blessed today. I don't know about you all, but I feel like praising the Lord today. Hey, glory to God. I feel like giving God some praise. Amen. Not for what he's done, not for what I'm expecting him to do, not for what he's already done. Glory to God. But when I think about God and the greatness, Jesus, when I think about him and his sovereignty, when I think about there's nothing, there's no one, like God, woo, Jesus, it makes me want to just praise him and thank him forevermore. Woo, the songwriters and psalmists say, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits unto me? Amen. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I'm so glad for salvation today. Ah, glory to God. I'm so glad that God has my name written. Yes, it's already written. You don't have to wait until you die for your name to be written in the Lamb Book of Life. Ah, glory. Every day that his mercies are renewed, that lets you know that your name is already there. Hey, glory to God. God knows our name. He know where we reside. He know everything there is to know about us. Oh, I'm happy today, people of God. I'm happy today, and I have a reason to give him praise. I have a reason to give him glory. I have a reason to lift up the name of Jesus. Woo, glory to God. But we thanking you all, Jesus Christ. I tell you today, I've been chosen to have this task to minister today. I don't know how I'm going to get through this day. Hallelujah. So I'm calling on Jesus. Woo, glory to God. I just feel something in the inside. I know what Jeremiah felt like when he said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. Woo, glory to God. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. Amen. We thank each and every one of you all. You all have been so loving and supportive. And if I ever doubt that anybody is praying for me, I know the people that come and fellowship on this line, they are sincerely praying for me. They're praying for my family. They're praying for the ministry. They're praying, glory to God, for one another as a whole. Amen. The Bible say how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I tell you, I thank God for every one of you all. I thank God because your prayers, amen, your prayers have carried me. Your prayers have carried my family. I tell you, and before the evening is over, I'm going to share some good news with you, because I know that the Bible says in James, effectual fervent prayers of the righteous, it availeth much. Ah, glory to God. And I thank God for people that don't mind praying. I thank God for Mother Charity. I thank God for Prophetess Darlene. Hey, glory to God. Prayer Wars, Pastor Miracle, Minister Democrat, all of you all that come on the line, my cousin, Minister Aaron Singleton, ooh, Lord, and all of you all that pray, I know you're praying, eh? Glory to God, because you know what? When we begin to pray, hey, and we really believe what we're praying, we'll see some results. Sooner or later, we may not see it instantly. Oh, but baby, if we stay on the firing line, we will see God move. Hey, yeah, no, 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 Shia. Hallelujah. We just thank him today. Ooh, I give him glory. I give him praise. Amen, amen. I'm going to call on Prophetess Darlene again. We're going to raise some of the preliminaries. Amen, and get right on into the Word of God. Amen, and we're going to come back a little bit later in the broadcast and give you some announcements. I'm excited about what God is doing, but I'm going to go to Prophetess Darlene right now and let her open up with the Word of prayer. Yeah, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We bless your name this afternoon, God. We thank you for another day, God, that you have kept us from harm and danger, God. We thank you for who you are, God. We bless your name, God. Oh, God, it's not what you can do for us. Oh, God, but it's what can we do for you, God. Oh, God, we surrender all today, God. We say yes to your will, God. We thank you for waking us up this morning, God. We thank you for starting us on our way, God. God, we thank you even for air to breathe, God. We thank you for the newness, God. We thank you for being King of Kings. We thank you for being Lord of Lords. We thank you for being the Mighty One. We thank you today, God. We bless your holy name, God. We exalt you, God. There's none like you. You are King of Kings. You are the Father, God. You are El Shalom. You are the Mighty One. And we bless you. Name, God. Here we are right back again, ready to praise your name, God. Have your way on this line, God. Move the way you see fit, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, 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 we thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. We come thanking you, God, for answering our prayer, God. Prayer does change things. Prayer does still work. Hallelujah. Oh, God, as we have came in agreement many times, God, we know that you have heard our supplication and that you're answering God speedily. Oh, God, we thank you for the newness. We thank you for what you have done already. We thank you for what you're going to do, God. We thank you for this broadcast, God. We thank you for new destiny. Hallelujah. Going into new places, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the leader, God. We thank you for Evangelist Bernard. We thank you, God, for keeping her, God. We thank you, God, for strengthening her, God. We thank you right now, God, for what you're doing in her life, God. We thank you for being a way maker, God. And we thank you for being a bridge over troubled water, God. We thank you when man said no, you said yes in her life. And we thank you for the doors that you're opening. We thank you for every door that you're opening, God. In her life, God, we thank you for keeping her from harm and danger. When the enemy wanted to take her out, you said not so. We thank you for the blood covering over her life, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that she's going to pour into more people. We thank you for what you're doing on this line. We thank you for every soul that's required to this line. We thank you, God, for the people that's going to be kingdom builders on this line. We thank you for every leader on this line. We thank you for every call on this line. We thank you today, God. We got so much to be thankful for. We thank you for food to eat, clothes to wear, God. God. We have so much to be thankful for. We don't take anything lightly. We don't take anything for granted. We bless your name today. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. So we come with a continually praise. Hallelujah. We come with a right now praise. Thank you, Jesus. We come with a willing praise. Thank you, God. A yet praise. Yet we will praise you. Yet we will bless you. We will bless your name in the name of Jesus. We ask that you keep your hand upon this woman of God. Continue to strengthen and lead in God. Let us see the enemy from afar, God. Let us smell the enemy from afar, God. Let her not be tricked. Let her not be awake. Let her not be fooled by the enemy in the name of Jesus. But let her know him from afar and hear him from afar. Cover in your blood. Direct her path, God, and even the more in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise for being done. Look down upon a family, God. We thank you what you're doing in a family. We thank you that you're rearranging things, changing things in a family, God. We thank you, God. We bless your name for each family member. Oh, God, continue to keep her. Continue to strengthen. Continue to restore, God, in her family. Continue to save her in the name of Jesus. We ask that you forgive us for every sin, God. Wash me, purge me, God, in the name of Jesus. Let none stand in the way of this prayer being answered. And when it be answered, God, we'll give you the praise before. We'll give you the praise after. We'll give you the praise during. In the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch Sister Ruby today. Jesus. Lift her up, God. Lift her up, God, in the name of Jesus. Lift up her head, God. Give her strength today. Restore her today, God. Cover in your blood, God. Cover her. Fill her with your presence, God. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for her, God. Keep her going on in you, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you touch the mothers on this line. Oh, we thank you for the mothers standing in the gap. Keep them standing in the gap for this ministry and for your people, God. God bless them, God. You see what they have on the table for you, God, in front of you, God. Answer their prayer, God. Give them something special, God, for standing in the gap for this ministry, God. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we call on that name, Jesus. Jesus, we need you today. Hallelujah. Come by here and move on this line, God. We feel your presence already, God. We ask that you take over today, God. Through the words of today, God. Through the woman of God, God. Everything be done in you, God. Everything done by you like usual, God. In the name of Jesus. But we're looking for something extra today. We're looking for more of you, God. In the name of Jesus. Let us decrease that you increase, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you touch every prayer ministry that's attached to us. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you touch every prayer leader, God. In the name of Jesus, keep them praying and stirred up in you, God. In the name of Jesus, touch every pastor, every fivefold ministry that's connected to this ministry, or going to be connected to this ministry. Keep us all on one accord. Doing your will, doing your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let us stay focused. Oh, let us stay focused on you. Looking to the hills from which our help come from, and our help come from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We lift you up, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we love you. We love you, God. And we stay in hands our own way, God. Oh, pour out your blessings today. Pour out your blessings from above, God. Let us feel your blessings today, huh? Let it rain on this line today, God, in the name of Jesus. And our ears are open to receive your word, God, huh? In the name of Jesus. So we thank you in advance, and it is so. We ask that you look down upon the sick and the shedding today, God. Go into the highways and the byways today, God. We ask you to touch that prostitute today. We ask that you touch that pimp today. Save, deliver, and turn around, God. Tell some somebody today. Let us tell somebody today about you, God. Oh, God, change minds and hearts today in the name of Jesus. We come against every foul spirit that will try to hinder the home, that will try to break up the homes. Oh, God, what you put together, let no man be able to tear apart in the name of Jesus. Touch marriages today, God. Strengthen marriages today, God, in the name of Jesus. And we do give you the praise and honor. We asking God, if you touch someone on this line that needs you today.
Thank you,
In the name of Jesus. Somebody today need a home today. Somebody today need a meal today, God. Oh, God, go into the highways and the byways with your anointing and your power, God. Breathe on somebody today. Somebody today has lost their mind, God. Let them recover their mind today. Go into the mental institutions today, God. And touch, God, in the name of Jesus. And heal, God, in the name of Jesus. Go into the prison today and touch, God. Heal, God, in the name of Jesus. Save, God. God, we thank you for shifting papers around, God, on today,
yes,
God, in the name
thank
of Jesus.
You,
we thank you, God, someone has to go to court today. But, God, we know that you be the judge. You be the lawyer, God, in the name of Jesus. We know you to be the policeman, the doctor. Huh? Go into the hospital today, God, and heal somebody today, God. Oh, God, some doctor's hand today, God, that has to have surgery, someone that has to have surgery on today. And we thank you and we praise you. And we give you honor, touch, minister, liberal Democrat, God, as he travels back and forth, continue to cover him, continue to protect him, continue to shield him. We thank you for him, God. Continue to pour into his life. And we do give you the praise, and we give you all the honor. Now have our way. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Prophetess Darlene. Hey, glory to God. Well, we bless the Lord today. I don't even know how to start today, I tell you. Oh, Lord, when they, Jesus, all I could say, can't nobody blow your mind like God. Hallelujah. God will blow your mind. Amen. And he blows your mind by, amen. And today, this week's Destiny Focus is dealing with fulfilling God's will. Amen. We know God will not renege on his promises. What about us? What about us? So our topic this week will be fulfilling God's will. Fulfilling God's will. Not your will. Not your brother or your sister's will. But God's will. Amen. And to fulfill God's will, we got to know what God is expecting. What is he requiring? Man, he has kept it. But man, we fall short of fulfilling God's will and his purpose for our lives. Amen. I was blessed this weekend to go and attend a fellowship with the Family of Churches Fellowship International, Pastor R.C. Blakeson, his brother Samuel Blake's there, and it was a regional meeting in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. So that was a place I had never visited before. But just coming into that city, amen, you know, some places you hear, you think it's country, and, you know, that's what we think of when we're not in the inner city and we're not in these big cities, you know, these smaller cities. We just look at them as being country. But when I drove into that city, it reminded me so of Atlanta, and I didn't really get a chance to sightsee a lot, but the area that I was living in the hotel, you know, they had all of the different restaurants and all the different vendors in that area, and it was just really nice, and I said, my, I had a place I had never been in before, but I tell you, it was a fantastic meeting. The glory of God was present throughout the 2 days then, and I just enjoyed myself. But in the midst of me riding out, and I'm sharing with you all because some of my family and friends have already heard it, so I want to share it with my listening audience on today. As I was driving down, I received a call. And maybe this is how the Lord gave me this topic, fulfilling God's will. Amen. And as I was driving, I saw a missed call. And then finally I was talking to one of my cousins, and finally I received another call from one of my granddaughters in Stockton. So she had asked me, had I heard anything about her aunt Boo, who is Danielle, my sister, and you all, many of you all know my sister because we've often asked for prayer just about every time I come on this line in some manner or another we bring up Danielle. So I said, no. So she said, well, her daughter, which is my niece, called her and said, her mother was coming home. And I said, what? I didn't hear that. But I saw a couple of missed calls, and the calls that usually come from prison, they have an unknown status to it. So when I seen those missed calls after I talked with my mother, I called my mother and began to inquire what was going on. And so my mother began to tell me that a prison official and my sister called her and said they have a list. Hallelujah. Get ready. Had a list of people that was going to be released. Ah, glory to God. And my sister Danielle, her name is at the top of that list. Ah, glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. I had already pulled in the parking lot at the hotel. And, man, I could not contain myself in that car. I got out that car. Hallelujah. And I began to give God a praise dance. Woo, Mother Charity, I got out that car. Woo, because what I had to do for the Lord, honey, it was like I was busting out of my seams, and I had to get out that car. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, and when I got out that car, I began to praise God and run around. It was like I didn't even know how to act. I didn't know what to do after I heard that. Woo, Jesus, I hear the Messiah. Hallelujah. And as I was out there, one of the regional administrators over that meeting, he had sent the husband and wife team to come and accommodate me. Hallelujah. And I didn't know, I had never seen them before. But I told them what kind of car I was in, and I was sitting there. But when they got there, they seen me running around that little space in that little parking area next to that car, and I was just dancing and praising the Lord. Woo! God, I was just praising God, Sister T. Woo! Jesus. And when they came, they knew something had happened. They didn't know what was going on. But they introduced themselves, and I began to just share a little bit. What am I saying? Y'all, forgive me, honey. But when God has done something miraculous in your life, hey, you know nobody could have done it but God. Hey, God is the one that deal with men's hearts.
Yes.
Jesus,
thank
Jesus,
you,
Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to tell you all the factual fervent prayers of the righteous and availing much. Oh, God, I've been praying for 21 years. My sister been in one location for 20 years in the federal prison there in Dublin, California. Oh, God, they had almost given up. They had almost three life sentences plus 20 years. You're not supposed to ever come out. You're not supposed to see the streets ever again. She was a first-time offender, never been in no trouble. This girl never had a traffic ticket. Do you hear me? But they made an example out of her. Oh, hallelujah. And I know the devil thought he was going to kill her there. Woo, how many know that God will preserve you? Hallelujah. He'll keep you in a place, amen, where nobody can hurt you and nobody can harm you. Hallelujah. And as I begin to, think about God's promises, hallelujah, I began when I left, when God told me to return to this place, return to New Orleans, I was hesitant. I didn't want to come back to this place. I have so many memories here. My daughter was murdered here in the city. My son went to prison from this city. I didn't want to come back, but God said go. Hallelujah, Mother Charity. Yeah, my Messiah. After about 7 or 8 months, I called myself trying to get everything together. Oh, hallelujah. But you know when it, when God began to deal with you so heavily, hallelujah, God will talk to you. And he'll tell you, hey, I don't want you to get it together. I already done prepared this thing. I already got it ready. All you need to do is make the move. That's why I tell folks, while you're waiting, keep on moving. Because God will never fall short on his promises. And I began, I'm going to just testify a little bit today. Glory to God, as I begin to communicate with God and ask him why. You know, sometimes you want to understand it. You say, Lord, now you know I've been hurt. You know I've been wounded. Yes, I'd like to be down in New Orleans where I can go and visit my son. Hallelujah. But I just don't see what kind of impact I could have in that city. What kind of impact I could have in my family. Because when this thing happened with Danielle, it divided my family. Ah, glory to God. Family members was involved that took the witness stand. So it put a division. It put some distance in, you know, between family. You know, and when families break down and they become angry and, you know, people take sides and this one say that and that one say that, hallelujah, and some of them went to prison and got out, but here my sister still sitting in prison, so this was not a good place for me to return to, because I got to deal with these folks, I got to see them sometime, hallelujah, but the Lord told me to go. Oh, God, I bless you. And Sister T, I began to consult with God. I said, I don't want to leave my sister here in California because I never envisioned me leaving that city, leaving that state out there without my sister being free. Amen. I moved from Atlanta back to Northern California where my sister was housed about 45 minutes from where I was living for my sister to have a meaningful relationship with her only daughter. Amen. A daughter got married about 3 years ago. But let me just go back to where I was. I began to talk to the Lord. And I said, Lord, I'm leaving my sister. And I know the Lord spoke to me. And this is how I was comforted. And this is how I, amen, the Lord said, don't worry about Danielle. It was just like the little prophetess Darlene just finished praying. I heard God clearly. He said, don't worry about Danielle. And my cousin is on the line right now, Minister Aaron Singleton. He prophesied, glory to God, he prophesied that this year was going to be Danielle's year. Then I had Prophetess Harrison. Oh, glory to God. Prophetess Harrison's husband, Bishop Eddie Harrison, he came on the line, I think, towards the end of last year or early this year, and he said, the Lord told him, say, your sister, don't worry about your sister, she coming home, and all these prophecies. But when I heard the Lord told me, when the Lord spoke and said, don't worry about Danielle, he said, she's going to be right behind you. Oh, glory to God. And when I heard that news on Friday, I said, Lord, you have sealed your promise to me, amen, by releasing my sister. So therefore, I know you have a work for me to do here. Therefore, I know anything that you promised me, anything you told me to do, all I had to do is obey. Hallelujah. And that's how I got this subject today, fulfilling God's will. And as I began to study a little bit, my mind went to Romans chapter 17, verse 14. And it says, glory to God. I bless you. Help me today, God. I need your help. Hallelujah. Romans 17, glory to God. And 14 and 17, I'm sorry, says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Ah, what are you saying, God? What are you saying? Some of the things that we're thinking after, they're not God's will for our life. Oh, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Hey, glory to God. But it is. It is righteousness, the Bible says, and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So I say, Lord, what are you trying to say to your people today? Hallelujah. How can I fulfill your will for my life, God? Well, I want to give you all a few steps today. Hallelujah. I accidentally hit that, but that's all right. And so fulfilling God's will, hallelujah. And then I went to, and I want you all to turn, oh, glory to God. Lord, help me today. I need help, Jesus. Glory to God. Turn to 1 Kings chapter 17. I begin to read about the prophet Elijah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, God, when you're obedient, when you are trying to do God's will for your life, amen, it will never be done without obstacles. It'll never be done without opposition. It'll never be done without setbacks. It'll never be done without the enemy raising his ugly head. Hallelujah, because guess what? You have to be tested. You have to be tried. You'll never do God's perfect will for your life, and it'll just happen, and everything will be at peace. Ah, God, but I know one thing, that God will never fall short on his promises. For his promises are yea, and his promises are amen. For fulfilling God's will. So let's read a little bit. We don't have a lot. No more, Shia, because God has already spoken. Really, God has already spoken. Amen. Obedience is better than sacrifice. To obey is better. Amen. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what is in front of you. If you have a relationship with God and you know him in the fellowship of his suffering, you won't be easily led astray. The Bible says, know them that labor among you. God is not interested in killing folks. God is not interested in sending people to hell. The Bible just said the kingdom of God. It's more than it's just not meat and drink. Amen. It's righteousness and peace over in the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, I bless you today. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 17. And it says, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Elijah is telling Ahab, the king, that God told me there won't be any dew and there won't be any rain. According to my word. See, we have to believe sometimes. Even when we don't see it, we have to believe God's word. Because if God said it, it's surely coming to pass. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. If God said it, stand on it. And the word of the Lord came unto him saying, and I'm reading out the King James Version today, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook of Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. And I have commanded guessing at this, people. I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. How many are going to listen to the voice of God? When God say go, and there's another voice telling you to not go. There's another voice telling you how you're going to survive, how you're going to make it. Ah, hallelujah. You don't have anything. Amen. You going out here on a word? Yes. I'm not just going on a word. I'm going on a word from God Almighty. Amen. And the Bible says, the God told the man of God that I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And listen, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass, after a while, that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. The man of God prophesied and said there wouldn't be any. But guess what? God will feed you. God will give you water. Amen. I remember Hagar when she ran from Sarah, when she was disobedient, her and the child, and it was out in the desert. Amen. And God provided a brook. God provided water for Hagar. And then the Lord told her to go back and be submissive. Many of times we're not being fed. Many of times there is no water in our land because of disobedience, because we fail to adhere and hearken to the voice of God. And the word of the Lord, we had verse 8 said, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded. Now, he already commanded the ravens to feed him. Now, look what he going to do. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain me. How many know that widow women, they're just living on a fixed income? They don't have very much. Amen. But if God tell them to do something for you, amen, God, your bell will never be empty. So the man of God, so the God said, behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. How many know if you give a prophet some water, whatever you do for the man or woman of God, God, hallelujah, will always sustain you. Amen. You'll never be empty. You'll never be without. And verse 11 says, and as she was going to fetch it, He called to her. This is a marvelous story for us to be strengthened, for us to know that, guess what? When we are obedient and we fulfill God's will for our life, when we fulfill the will of God for our life, our barrel will never be empty. All we have to do is be obedient. That's all we have to do is trust God, stand on his word. So he said, let me read 11. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. Now, this woman didn't have much. Amen. Now, let's continue. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake. Listen at what she's telling the man of God. I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel. and a little oil in a cruse. And the text continue on and said, and behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Listen at this widow woman. God has sent the prophet of God to sustain her life. But God told the prophet that I have a widow woman there that's going to sustain you. Hallelujah. So this was a dual blessing. This was a twofold blessing here, because God instructions to the man of God that the widow was going to sustain him. Amen. But how many know when the prophet come to town, God and God had put a word in his mouth, you are to be blessed. This widow woman said, I'm dressing some sticks right now. I'm dressing some sticks right now. Amen. And guess what? In a minute, y'all hold on 1 second. In a minute, amen, I'm dressing these sticks. And guess what? After that, I'm going to prepare a meal, and me and my son, we going to die. This was her testimony. Well, glory to God. But how many know that God will rewrite your story? He'll give you a new story. Hallelujah. He'll recreate something just for you. Amen. So listen at what she said. She said, and he said, she said, bring me, I pray thee, this is Elijah said, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth. She said, in other words, I'm telling you, man of God, I have not a cake, but I have a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, we're talking about Elijah, the prophet, the man of God. He said, fear not. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? God told me on the road here to New Orleans, fear not, baby. I've already prepared something. I already have people in place that's going to sustain you. Glory to God. He said, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first. How many is willing to make a sacrifice? How many is going to take their last food? And give it to the man of God and believe the word of God. How many is willing to do that? Oh no, y'all ain't gonna say, y'all ain't gonna be truthful today. Y'all ain't gonna tell the truth. Amen. If you know you didn't have nothing left but you and your for you and your baby mother Charity, are you gonna take it and give it to the man of God? Oh, I know mother'll do it, because that's the kind of faith that she has. She have trusted God. She have trusted God, and she found God to be faithful. So mother can do it. But what about us? What about us that haven't gone through anything? What about us that haven't stood on the word of God? What about us that we have to be shown a sign? He said, there is no sign. I've already given you a sign. I don't have any more to give you. You're no Messiah. Oh, glory to God. But the man of God said, told her to fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first. What is he saying? He said, forget about you and your son. Some people would call that selfish. What you mean to tell me, you know this is a widow woman and she have a son and you telling her to go and fetch you something? She's already told you she don't have no cake. She got a little meal and a little oil, and she's going to use that when she could have her last meal and die. And you're telling me to make a sacrifice and give it to you and don't feed me and my son? What's going on here? But he said, he told her, bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. In other words, after you have fed me, then you make a little something for you and your son. Well, this man of God already knew what God was going to do. He was a man of faith. He was a man of action. He was a man that trusted God. Elijah already knew that he didn't have long on this. The Lord had already told Elijah that a chariot is going to come and take you out of here because you have walked with me so. How many have walked with God so that you're going to be not? Elijah and Enoch is the two witnesses that are waiting. Amen. God took them off the earth. He said because their ways pleased them. Hey, how many want to be taken out like that? How many want to live so that your ways please God? Well, if you fulfill God's will for your life, you can become like Elijah. You can become the next Elijah or the next Enoch. Oh, but we won't trust God. Amen. Amen. So let's go on. Hey, glory to God. Verse 14 says, "For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste." That's what the man was telling the widow woman. "Neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." The prophet of God was trying to encourage the widow woman to let her know that, guess what? Because God told me you was going to sustain me, now I'm letting you know that God is going to do the same for you. He's going to sustain you. Amen. And you will never be without until the rain comes. Ah, glory to God. And then the word, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Oh, I'm talking about fulfilling God's will for your life today. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. What are you saying? The woman's son took sick. Ah, God already, you know what? God will go before you and prepare with it. God knows what he's doing. Do you think God is ignorant? Do you think he's somewhere asleep? My Bible tells me he never slumber, neither do he sleep. And she said unto Elijah, "What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God?" What is she saying? I didn't ask you to come here to this city. I didn't ask you to come here to my house. In other words, yes, you've given us some food and you have given us a word that's going to sustain us, but now our son is sick. Amen. And I believe you done brought a curse in here upon us. You know, sometimes we think because of us going through that we have done something wrong, and then we begin to look at a blessing as a cursing. Well, this was not a cursing. God, the man of God, came to sustain this woman's life, and also this woman, this widow woman, sustained the prophet's life. How many know if God caused the raven to feed him, God was not going to let his prophet be without. So if you don't do, I'm here to serve you. Notice today God already got somebody to do what you won't do. Y'all better hear the word of the Lord today, because this is not my word. This is God's word. I said, "Lord, what can I share with the people today?" He said, "Fulfill my will for your life." Fulfill my will for your life. I know my will. I know my Let me wait. Let me digress for a minute. Let's look at Ayanomosiah. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you today. Oh, God, Ayanomosiah. Let's look at, because we need to understand. We need to understand what God's will, what a will is, what a will. We're talking about will. When you talk about will, we're talking about the faculty of conscious and especially of deliberate action, the power of control the mind has over its own actions, power of choosing one's own actions. You see, God is a just God. He's a forgiving God. He's a loving God. God gives us the right to choose. What is God's will for our life? The Bible also, the dictionary also says the act or process of using or asserting one's choice. Amen. So guess what? You have a choice to do God's will or your own will. A wish or a desire. Then it says purpose or determination. Often haughty or stubborn determination. So you have to have a stubborn determination. You have to have a stubborn purpose. Because when God speaks to you and you know the voice of God, don't waver. Don't waver because your friends didn't hear that voice. Don't waver because your parents didn't hear that voice. Don't waver because your fellow co-laborers in the gospel didn't hear. Nobody heard when God told me to go back to New Orleans. He spoke it to me. And I don't care if he never speak it to anybody else. I know what he told me. And guess what? God will always confirm his word. He said out of the mouth of two or three, every word is established. He said, my word will not go out and return unto me void. It will accomplish that which I sent it to do. God confirmed his word. And what makes it so good, hallelujah, he sealed it. He sealed it with the promise. Because God promised me that he would bring my sister home. He promised me that my mother would be alive to see it. He promised me that I would be alive to see it. And God ain't a man that he would lie. Oh, glory to God. God will. Fulfilling God's will. Fulfilling God's will. So let's go back. Oh, Jesus, I love you to be God. Hallelujah. Let's go back to the story because the Lord told me to share this with you today. I had some other scriptures written out, but this is the way the Lord is leading me. I don't know who this word is for today, but guess what? The word finds us. It finds the messenger first because while the messenger is delivering it, God is already confirming in his spirit what it is he's sharing and doing in their life, fulfilling God's will. Ah, glory to God. So let's go back here. You know, Messiah, where were we? We were at verse 18. And she said unto Elijah, after her son was sick, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Or thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? What is she saying? I know I've done some things that I shouldn't have done. So guess what? Is this a test? Is this me reaping what I've already sown? Yes, I know I haven't done everything good. I know I haven't been perfect. The song which William Murphy sings, hallelujah, is working. He said, I haven't always been perfect, but I sure have been faithful. Ah, so this woman of God said, yeah, have you come to let my sin, for my sin to be in remembrance and to slay my son? And verse 19 said, and he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode and laid him upon his bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, oh, Lord, my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? So look at a man of God saying, now you told me this woman going to sustain me, and now look like something has happened to bring evil upon this widow who you told me to come go by slaying her son. How many know, as I said earlier, God ain't interested in killing us? He would. Hallelujah. That we would have life and have that more abundantly. He would that any of us, hey baby, would not perish, but that we all would have eternal life. God is not interested in killing us, people of God. So, verse 21, we finishing up. And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, see, thy son liveth. He's letting the widow woman know, I didn't mean you no harm. The baby probably just was a little sick, but it's all right. He's living. He's alive. And the woman said to Elijah, now the woman already has seen Elijah prophesied to her that her oil will never run low. Her barrel always be full. And the woman said to Elijah, now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. Can any of you all attest to that today? That the word of God that he speak to us, it is true. How many can testify that today? For one, I'm going to close on. Elijah, the first thing, Elijah heard from God, and he obeyed his voice, fulfilling the will of God. The first thing you have to do is hear from God. And when you hear from God, then you have to obey God. It might be risky in what God is telling you to do, but if you obey God, all will be all right. All will be well if you obey God. Secondly, you know, no more shy. If God has told you to do something, don't try to figure out how it will work or where even the provision will come from. Elijah didn't try to figure out how he was going to eat, because the Lord told him, say, I got a raven that's going to bring you something. And he said, after the raven bring you something, then I have a widow that's going to sustain you. So the second thing, don't try to figure out how it will work or where the provision will come from. Elijah had to act in faith and go to the brook if he wanted to see God's provision. See, many times God tells us something and we just sit around and wait. We taught a message, Dr. Singleton said, and I gave him that thought. While you're waiting, keep on moving. It's just like a football. Good quarterbacks don't throw the ball directly at the receivers. They throw it ahead where the receivers are supposed to be when the ball reaches them. So they're not throwing it, the ball directly at the receiver. They've already contemplated in their mind where the receiver is supposed to be. So they throw the ball ahead, and the ball reaches the receiver. God won't send our provision until we move and act on his word. When we move and act on God's word, he already have made provision for us. He sent his provision where he told us, and he expects us to go. We want to wait sometime until we have the provision in our hand before we obey God. But God says, obey me, and the provision will be there. I'm a witness. You know, Messiah. I'm not talking about something that I haven't experienced. experience. I'm not talking about something that I don't know. When I share with you what God has done, after I have been obedient to his voice, I'm not just saying it just to say it. I'm saying it to encourage you. I'm saying it because I've already lived it. I have lived this thing. I know if you are obedient to God, God will go before you and he'll prepare the way. Finally, and I'm closing on this. Hallelujah. I'm closing on this third point. Oh, glory to God. Woo, no, I got one more, and I'm going to let y'all go. Thirdly, you'll miss a lot if you don't obey God. If you want to finish your race strong and do all that God has planned for you, you must obey the steps God gives you. There are no shortcuts. What disobedience does is open the door for Satan to come in and kill, steal, destroy, and take advantage of us. Uh-huh. When we disobey God, when we are not willing for God's will to be fulfilled in our lives, we open up another door. And that other door opens up us for the devil to prey upon us. Know ye not to whom ye yield your servants to obey? His servants ye are. Whomever you yield your members to, people of God. Hallelujah. But Isaiah 1 and 19 says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. How do I do that, Evangelist Benoit? By obeying God, by following the voice of God, by knowing his voice. You have to know God's voice. There are some deceptors in the land. There are some counterfeiters in the land. Ah, glory to God. In order for us to walk in the fullness of what God has for us, the good of the land, we must obey all he tells us to do. You don't have to commune with nobody. If God said it, he'll cause the widow woman to sustain you. He'll cause the raven to be ready to feed you. Hallelujah. God wasn't interested in killing this widow woman and her son. Hallelujah. But he wanted her to hear and believe the word of God. Ah, Jesus, I'm going to let y'all go. I'm going to finish with this one. And this is the final point that I'm going to make today. Stop making excuses and get started doing what God has called you to do. Get started fulfilling God's will for your life. Tomorrow is not promised to us. We have to stop making excuses and get started. If you don't know exactly how to do it, pray and ask God to give you wisdom. Hallelujah. Let's turn quickly to that. James 1, 5 through 8. Ah, glory to God. I'm cold on that one. Woo, Jesus, let me get it. James. Ah, God, I bless you today. James, hallelujah. What, chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. It reads, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man that he shall receive anything of the Lord A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. It's like steering a ship. You don't have to go full steam ahead if you know exactly, if you're not exactly sure where you're headed. But you do have to start moving in some direction before the water will take effect. Then the ship can be turned in the right direction. As you begin to move, I'm a witness, he'll give you clearer directions, fulfilling God's will for your life. Remember, faith without works is dead. As you begin to move, people of God, God is going to open up your understanding, and he's going to give you clear directions. He's going to give you some instructions to follow. And if you follow God's instructions, I'm a living witness, you'll get to your destiny. You'll get to that place in God where you'll be at peace. As we read in Romans 14 and 17, hallelujah, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, it's righteousness and peace in the Holy Ghost. I gave y'all what the Lord gave me today, and I tell you, I'm so full. Ooh, I'm busting loose, Mother Charity, because I'm seeing what God is doing. I don't understand it. I may not ever understand it because I'm a work in progress. I may never see the full picture, but I'm moving as God gives me directions. I'm moving in the will of God. I'm fulfilling God's will for my life. And that's why, my sister has to be released. That's why, hallelujah, every promise that he's given me, I'm standing on it. Oh, I got some games there. I ain't blasted it on Facebook yet about my sister. I just told a few private friends that I know was praying for me. I told some of my family members, but remember, I'm here in New Orleans, and I have a big family, and some of them are messy. Oh, glory to God. So that just gave them something to talk about. 21 years, I've been standing in proxy for my sister. I've been believing God. Oh, yes, I've had my moments of doubt. I had my moments when I say, Lord, when is it going to happen? I'm seeing my mother age, Mother Charity. She's nice. My mother is 77 years old. I'm saying, Lord, if you're going to do it, when you going to do it? You need to do it quickly before my mother is called home. I don't have a lot of time. Yeah, you know, Moshaya, I don't have no time to play games. I don't have no time to worry about you. Hallelujah. I want to see some of God's promises fulfilled in my life. I want to see my mother be able to sit down at the dinner table. Oh, this Christmas, all the Christmas to come. I don't know what day my coming home. Hallelujah, but I know she's coming. And when you know God has given you a promise, you don't have to know when that promise is going to manifest itself. Just stand on it. Hallelujah. So, yes, I've had my moments. My mother getting up in age, I said, Lord, you told me you was going to bring her out, Jesus. When is it going to happen? You need to do it quickly, Lord. Now, I have obeyed you. I have come back to this place of hurt. I've come back to this place of disappointment. Hallelujah. I've come back to this place of misery and sorrow. Oh, God, I know you didn't bring me here to depress me. I know you didn't bring me here for me to wonder about what you were going to do. I know you didn't bring me here to starve me out. I know you didn't bring me here, Lord God, to kill me. But you brought me here to rewrite my story. You brought me here, hallelujah, to be a living witness, to be a testimony, hallelujah, before my family. Oh, God. Jesus, I love you. I love you today, God, and I'm going to keep on. I'm going to keep on trusting you. I'm going to keep on believing you. I'm going to keep on standing on your promises because you're not through with me yet. God, I know you're not through with me yet. God, I know you're not through with me yet. And even my sister, God, you have a work for her to do. God, you have a work for her to do, God. Prophetess Darlene, God, for 21 years, I don't know if I would have lasted that long. I don't know, I may have would have committed suicide. I don't know what would have happened to me 21 years in prison. But God said, this is the day. This is the day. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. God, I got no more. Shia, God, I bless you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank him today. I thank him for feeling God's will for your life. Amen. I'm going to Mother Cherry, and I'm going to go to Minister Singles. I'm going to let Prophetess Darlene have the last say.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, God is a good God.
Yes,
he will always fulfill.
Always.
But when are you going to fulfill God's will for your life? God always holds up to his end of the bargain. What about you? Oh, God, Mother, your line is open, Jesus. God bless you. Thank you, Papa.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise our great and mighty God today. Hallelujah. Lord, we were just feasting, amen, on the words of life as you was bringing it forth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, my Savior. You know, we just come this far standing on the promises of God. Hallelujah. You know, God, he will never fail us. We can stand on it. Hallelujah. It'll never fail. Oh, hallelujah. For there's no failure in our great God. Oh, I do praise him today. I thank him for his precious words of life, oh God, today. Hallelujah. You know what? The Lord, he just want us to trust him. He want us to trust him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, even when things look like it's at its dimmest and look like there's no way out, the Lord wants us to see, amen, what he can do. Hallelujah. I praise our thinking. I'm telling you, appreciate our Lord today. Hallelujah. God is so good to us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, sometime in adverse conditions, amen, look like we can't see the darkness for the day for the darkness, but God want us in spite of it, you know, where it looks like it's so dim, look like it's no way out or nothing. But you know what? God always got a way out. Hallelujah. He want us to trust in him. Hallelujah. He delights in that. Praise God. So I just thank him today. Hallelujah. I praise him for the words of life. I thank you, amen, glory to God, for that beautiful praise that you brought forth about your sister, hallelujah. We're going to continue to hold her up in prayer. Praise God, amen, continue to pray for her. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. The Lord is just letting you see some of the benefits, hallelujah, coming your way. Hallelujah, he's going to reward you for your obedience in the name of Jesus. Praise God. And so we just thank God for his goodness, how he's blessing us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Y'all continue to be encouraged, oh God, and continue to trust God and pray for me in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Bless your name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Minister Singleton, Aaron Singleton, God bless you.
Yes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God,
praise the Lord.
That message what you was talking about was so powerful. Oh, my God, I was getting in. I was listening to everything what you were saying, because when you obey God, God would open the heavens up, pour out a blessing that you can't have room enough to receive. And everything
Amen.
I was saying, it was right on time. And your sister getting out this year, she's getting out sometime in this time of month. I don't know what month, but she's coming out. The time
Praise
God
Lord.
Gonna do it when the time that you're not even thinking about it.
Thank
when
you,
you're thinking it's going to be sometime this year, it's going to happen before this year. It's going to happen in the
thank
month
you,
of this year.
Jesus.
That's how God
thank
works
you, Jesus.
Because you obeyed him. Like
oh,
Mother was saying, you obeyed him
Jesus.
And you told him, you told the Lord, you asked God. God's been hearing your prayers for the longest. But now since you obey him, you back home, he's going to open the wings. Like Mother was saying, you obeying him. Doing exactly what God's telling you to do. So
thank
things
you,
are about
thank
to happen.
You
just got to get ready. And you got to focus like you're doing and keep praising him. Keep
That's
shouting
right.
out the house
That's
your
right.
car in front of him. Shout, let folks look at you like you crazy. Praise him, lift him. That's what God wants us to do when we obey him. He wants us to do
Amen.
That.
Amen. Amen.
You ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing. You just got to keep doing what you're doing. Keep being strong. And by the good 2 or 3 months from now, you're going to be hearing your sister coming home. She's going to be coming home crying. Because God wants us to think like that. He
yes,
wouldn't let
he
allow
does.
This to happen for nothing.
Praise
and he ain't allow
Thank
no
you,
just because it ain't because we prophesied and we see it. It's because you obeyed him and went home. Like he told you
yes,
to go
yes.
back home.
Praise the Lord. Praise the
you
Lord.
You went back home, and I told you before, keep fishing. I said, God wants you to get the biggest fish. I told her that earlier. Go out there and get that house. Go and look Lord. Around for it. It don't matter. God going to bring it to pass.
Praise
you obeyed
God.
Him. If you didn't obey him, like you was talking about in First Kings, you were dealing with the scriptures in the Bible, Elijah, of the woman and all that, what she was going through and all that situation.
Yes.
And the thing is, when you obey God, God will start open doors for us.
Yes, he
but
will.
But if we don't obey him and obey man or women, we wouldn't go nowhere. God
That's
wants
it.
To obey him, and what you did is obey him. Now the doors is opening for you.
Thank
All
you,
God wants you to do is get ready and start claiming, start talking to God and get your orders in when your sister get out. I'm going to have her go to church. I'm going to take it. I'm going to get her to get her this one. Wait a minute. No. God, I'm going to take it so she can get baptized, get filled with the Holy Ghost, because you got to do your part. See,
Thank
God
you,
wants
Lord.
You start. God start wanting you to get do your recipe. God wants you to start having your order in, not to hold you up too long, but to give
you
Lord Have you? God wants you to have your order in now and start telling her what you're gonna do when she get out. This is what God wants you to do.
You know,
once you start getting your list
Aaron,
down, what you
Aaron,
huh?
That was the word yesterday. Put your order in. You just said that. That was the message yesterday.
Yeah, put your order in. That's what God wants you to do is put your order in and start telling him what you want when she get out. I'm going to get this house for her. I'm going to go. That's why God told me to get the big fish. Sometimes we think fish is the soul. She is a soul. So you got to, now you got to go to big fish, get them houses, three beds, three car garage. What he wants you to anything? It don't matter. You gotta go in faith because your family's so big. Don, our family's so big in New Orleans. Like
oh,
you say,
glory,
it's time
glory.
To get your order in. Get your order and start talking to him, and to let him know this is how it's gonna happen when she get out. Now, and then God wants you to ask in faith, like you've been asking him, Lord. I want this month to come out for her. I want this month to come for it. I wanted her to come down in June. June, the council's in June. No, we're going to go in August. No, not in August. We're going to go in July, 4th of July. Have her come out, boom, everything, boom, boom, praising God, boom, boom. That's what we want. That's what God wanted to ask like that.
Thank you, Lord.
Have crazy faith in God.
Thank you,
That's
Lord.
What he wants
Hallelujah.
You to do. Get your order in now. Don't wait to the battle down for the shout down. Get it in now.
All right. Well, God
and I love y'all. Y'all keep praying for me. Because things is about to happen when you obey. When you obey, things is going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Let every ear hear what the Spirit is saying. You heard what the Spirit is saying. And I love you. You ain't seen nothing yet. Just get your order together.
Amen. I receive that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
That's
we're going
right.
to go to Prophetess Vanessa. God bless you. Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate that, Minister Amen. Singleton.
You're
Amen.
Welcome.
Amen. Prophetess Vanessa, God bless you.
God bless you. God bless each and every one of you on today. And I want to tell you, Evangelist, I thank you for the anointed word, and I'm praising with you about your sister and you being strong and standing in the gap for her. And I just want you to know, thank you. That confirmed a lot of things that's been going on with me this month. And I'm coming up and I'm listening and I'm sitting under the word of God, it's more confirmation coming forth. But it just let me know that my wait was not in vain. God, because I spoke to the apostle last night, said God was giving me a miracle for being faithful and standing. Thank you.
Geez.
Coming right back today and confirming that word again. And I said, God bless you, y'all, on today. Amen.
Well, God bless you. I'm glad we were able to say something to encourage the people and let them know, honey, I don't care how long it's been. Amen. God will never fall short on
you,
his
Jesus.
Promises to you.
Yes, Lord.
So God bless you. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know if this is Prophet Didi, maybe 908, the last four of your numbers, 6744. God bless you. 908-6744. Your line is open. Amen. Maybe you're on mute, but God bless you. We thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Amen. We're going to go to Lady Morris, and then we're going to close out with Prophetess Darlene. Amen. Lady Morris, God bless you. Heard about the conference.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. Praise the Lord, everybody. I missed the message today. I was just listening to, Elder Singleton and the person before him, just listening to the comments and everything. I know it was a blessed and rich word. I just thank God. I've been getting off of work, so anytime if I can get a crumb, a drop, or whatever, it's always a blessing and it's refreshing. And again, I thank God for this ministry and the woman of God. So love you all and keep doing what you're doing.
Amen, amen. Well, we appreciate it. I heard this conference was beautiful. So we thank God that God bless you all in the conference. That was a blessing, blessing, blessing. I talked with Jackie early this morning. Amen.
Yes.
So God bless you. Thank you, thank you. I'm looking for you all to come down in September. So save those dates, September the 4th through the 6th. I tell you, God is going to do something in this city.
Well, I mentioned it to my husband. So,
All right. I want to tell him to come. I definitely like it. Some of the people from the West Coast will be in New Orleans, and I just love introducing my friends, especially those that love the Lord, to one another. It's time for us to network. It's time for us to fellowship. Amen. If anybody needs to have a great gathering, it's the saints of the Most High God.
Amen.
We all need to know one another where we are working in this vineyard. We're not working to please man. We're not working for positions and titles. We're working for souls. Amen.
Amen.
And really, come together and know how to love and support one another and work with one another. Amen. It shouldn't be no ending and strife and no jealousies among God's people. We all working
for the same objective,
the same Lord. Amen. So I'm looking for this is going to be a reunion where I can introduce some of the East Coast and the West Coast folks to these down here in the bayou. Amen. So God is just doing some things. I tell you, God has connected us with some wonderful people here in the city of New Orleans. And as I say, when you obey God, God has already gone before you. God had already prepared that widow woman to sustain the prophet Elijah, and already had Elijah there to be a blessing to that widow woman and her son. So I
That's
tell
right.
you, God will always make provision for your vision. You cannot, and sometimes we get in the mindset that we're making a sacrifice. We're not. The greatest sacrifice known to mankind was Jesus. Amen. And none of us have made that kind of sacrifice.
Praise
so don't ever think that you're making a sacrifice and God is not aware of it. God knows
Praise
every sacrifice you make because he knows all about you. Amen.
Yes, he does.
Amen. So guess what? There's nothing we can give up for God that he won't give us back. Amen. He'll give us back a hundredfold. He'll keep on opening up the windows of heaven and pouring us out blessings that we really don't have room enough to receive. And I tell you, I'm reminded, Mother Charity, as they sing the song, if he's never done anything else for me, he's done enough. The very fact that I heard about my sister being released. You know, God already fulfilled. That's the last great promise that I was looking for God to fulfill in my life.
Oh,
amen. Now the next one is for my son's release. Amen. But 21 years, I've been asking God to release my sister, honey, and it's right there. Amen.
Yeah.
And I know God is not a man. He'll never fall short on his promises. So I'm
just
so full. I tell you, don't know how to receive it, but I know one thing. God is faithful. God is faithful. So I'm going to go to Sister T. I see some more than call on the line. Let me go to Sister T and then to Pastor Beatrice. She, another one, told me about. I've had so many people that prayed and told me about my sister was coming home. Hey, glory to God. That's why I'm saying on the scripture where he said the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man, it availeth much. I tell you, for 21 years, some people would have gave up. Ah, glory
Thank
to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Sister.
Thank you,
God
Lord.
Have,
Hallelujah.
God has given her the strength to endure that hardness. God, because I don't think I would have lasted 21 years in no prison. I'm going to just say,
my Lord Jesus.
I don't think I would have lasted. But God had her to go through.
Oh, Savior, hallelujah.
This is
the Lord knows what we can bear.
This is our season for grace and favor. So let me go to Sister T, and then I'm going to go to Pastor Beatrice. We're rejoicing on this line today. Sister T, God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I just thank God. I didn't really get to hear the message because I'm working with Pastor B and her clients and stuff
That's
today.
That's all right.
So I scared a little bit, and I just thank God because he put a sister back to work. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So I thank God for this line. I thank God for you, Evangelist Bernard. And all the people of God,
I can see how
the Lord is opening up the doors and the windows of heaven.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have no room to receive. So,
amen.
I pray for what he's doing in my life, in the life of God's people. I just thank God that he put me in position to where he wants me to be. So I just thank God for this broadcast. I'll have to go back into the archives and listen. But I love you guys with the love of the Lord. And I know it's all those seeds that you planted. They are true farmers from here, from Stockton, California. So I love you so much, and I guess Pastor B's going to jump on the line now. God bless.
All right. Well, I'm looking to see you, Sister T. I want you to get down here a week early. I tell you, God's going to bless, too, and I'm going to be working on getting everything together so we can go out and witness in these different communities. And I'm looking for God to just do a new thing. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We know it's nothing new under the sun,
but a new thing in my life. That's what I'm looking for God to do. So I thank God for you, Sister T. You've been faithful. to this line and to this ministry, and God is going to do some great and wonderful things in your life. Amen. Pastor Beatrice, God bless you.
God bless you, too, and to all the clergy that are on the line. I just got out of court. Just a busy lady for the Lord, but I'm doing the Lord's will. I heard the awesome miracle testimonies concerning your sister, and I heard the miracle. I know God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or think, and I was listening to you talking about being faithful. You know, when you remain faithful, God will always go before you and make every crooked place straight and every rough edge smooth. You're a great woman of God, and I know God has blessings for you. And I hear God doing miracle after miracle after miracle for you. And when you get ready to hit them streets, I'm going to definitely come down to evangelism work in. Amen. That's my heart. It is an evangelist. So I will definitely get on board. I just want to tell you, thank you. Your ministry has been a blessing to me, and you've been a blessing to me. And I can just get on the mic. Say something. I am. Sometimes I'm listening and I can't talk, but I try to stay connected to you. Amen.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, and I tell you, this week's topic is fulfilling God's will. Fulfilling God's will. Amen. Many times God fulfills His will, we fulfill in our own will, but we have to fulfill God's will for our life. Amen. And that's what it's about. It's about that. We have to know what God's will is, and we have to stay focused. Stay focused. Amen. Stay focused. God will bring everything into its proper place at the proper time. Amen. So thank God for it. How your daughter? We just love her. Tell her we're steadily praying for her, Sister Leslie.
I tell her that. And I'm going to hold on to that nugget because that's like Jesus said. He said, not my will, but your will be done.
It's
the will of God that wants to work out in our life. Thank you for your word today. I hold on to that in my heart. All right.
Amen. Well, God bless you. Amen. We'll be back on the line for the rest of this week. We'll be talking about this topic, fulfilling God's will. Amen. We're going to Prophetess Darlene, and I'm going to let her close us on out with some prayer. Hey, I feel like praying right now. God has been so good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, hallelujah. So I'm going to let Prophetess Darlene have the final say today, and we'll see you all on the line. But go forward, Prophetess Darlene. Ah, glory. Jesus, hallelujah. Mother, you feel like praying?
Oh, yeah.
Don't feel like praying. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus. Prophetess Darlene. Glory to God. Jesus.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Hallelujah. Thank
Praise
you, Jesus.
The Lord.
I give honor to God on today. I'm going to try to contain myself because I'm about to bust open here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when one cry, we all cry. When one rejoice, we all rejoice.
Amen.
Thank you. There ain't no haters on this line. Hallelujah. Ooh. So we just thank God. I give honor to God. Hallelujah. I give honor to God. He is so many things. He is so many. King of kings, Lord of lords, Jehovah Jireh, El Shalom, Mighty One. Ooh. Hallelujah. Who would not serve a God like
God
this?
Amen.
I don't know.
Amen.
Who wouldn't? I give honor to
Hallelujah.
I give honor to Pastor Bernard. I give honor to Sister Ruby. I give honor to each and every person they designate places. I give honor to all the mothers. I just thank God for God, what He is doing. Pastor Bernard it gave me another level of faith, and I'm going to try to say a couple quick words. I can say so much,
that's
I'm just
right.
going
Go
to limit this. I'm going to limit this down because I'm about to bust up in here. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Bernard, you haven't seen anything yet. What God's going to do, you're going to be just shaking your head, trying to get it out on the line. Because, see, you was obedient. See, you preached this today.
This was a word that was in your belly, and you lived this thing today. Hallelujah. So you wasn't preaching nothing from the Bible. Yes, you used the word in the Bible, but this was a live word for you. And you had to, you was kind of fearful, but you took them steps. You was obedient. You didn't understand it all, but you said, God, I'll go because you said go. You said, God, I'll do because you said do. So I thank God for your obedience because, see, when you're obedient, it's easy for us to be obedient. When you walk by faith, it's easy for us to walk by faith. Now I'm going to take another leap of faith. I said, now she's out. Hallelujah. Now we're looking for a son to come out. Hallelujah. I'm walking by faith on that, believing that he's going to come out. Hallelujah. This just took me to another level of faith. Hallelujah. I believe God. Hallelujah. And I know I had some faith walking out there touching and agreeing with me. Hallelujah. I'm like, next. Oh, that was nice, God, and I praise you. Hallelujah. I lift you up for it. Hallelujah. I thank you. But now my faith is on another level, and I'm going for it now. Hallelujah. God, this want to be out. That want to be out. Hallelujah. Because you are that kind of God. And what you do for one person, you're going to do for another. My spiritual grandson is coming out. Hallelujah. I believe by faith. I'm moving on by faith. This has took me to a whole other place in faith. Has to be. Hallelujah. This has took me, Sister T, this has took me to a whole nother place in faith. And I tell you, I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. I'm praising God. I feel like I'm ready to dance here. Hallelujah. I don't know what to do right now because God is so good. But it's going to be so many testimonies on this line. And on the line, how God moved, how he made a way. Hallelujah, because we held on, because we believed God. Ain't that right, Mother? Because we stayed in his faith, because we kept praising God no matter what. We kept holding on to God. No, 21 years. Some people say, I give up in 21 days. All right, I'm pulling it in. I got to pull it in now. Hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God for what he's doing in each and every one of our lives. And I heard, you know, as I heard Mother Lady Mars talking, and I said, she hasn't seen nothing yet. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God going to do for her. And so I have this to say to you in closing, Pastor Benoit and First Lady Mars, get ready for what God has for y'all. Hallelujah. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to pull it in on that. I can go on. Hallelujah. I thank God for my guest that did not speak. Thank God for her. Thank God for my spiritual daughter, Prophetess Vanessa. Thank God for so many people. I just thank God for God doing the things in the people's life that's been waiting, that's been holding on. And Psalm 37:4 says, delight thyself in the Lord, and he give you the desires of your heart. You have delighted yourself, Pastor Bernard, even when nobody else delighted themselves. You have stayed in the presence of God, and it was hard sometimes for you. You had to go through some things. You had to cry some tears, walk some floors. You had lost some people and lost some things and lost some family members. But now is your time to gain back, and get all God has for you because you delighted yourself. Hallelujah. When you didn't even understand it, you delighted yourself. You kept on walking. You kept it moving. Hallelujah. What you preach is what you live in. And I thank God for it. I thank God for this line. I thank God for what he's doing. And I just want to say, keep it moving. Keep it moving and watch God. Watch God. I'm just tickled what God is doing. I'm excited what he's doing. Because, see, it's something in the name, new destiny. Hallelujah. Y'all moving on in new destiny, new places, new things. Hallelujah. So I'm excited. And, Mother, I thank God for you being on this line because you are covering this line as well as so many others. So I thank God for some warriors on this line, intercessors on this line. And I'm happy in Jesus. And I'm going to pull it in now for real because I can go some places. Because when you're happy for someone else, I tell you, it shows. I'm just bubbling over. Just
praise the Lord.
God bless you all. Love you
all.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you,
amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want prayer for my nephew Marty and his family. Pray for him. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
That happened today that wasn't pleasant. Hallelujah, but God is going to bless even in that. You know, the devil is
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Kill and destroy. Amen. And he is against families. He don't want families to be on one accord.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he strives every day
that bring division among the people of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And
thank you, Jesus.
Against one another, children against parents and what have you. And
yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We have to continue to pray. Hallelujah.
That's right.
We continue to cover them with the blood of Jesus in the name.
Hallelujah.
Minister Aaron Singleton, to pray for Marty and his family.
Thank you, Jesus.
Close us out with the word of prayer, and I want you all to stay prayerful. I'm praying that my sister will be released quickly. Amen. That they don't drag it out no months and stuff.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
That's my prayer, God, in the name of Jesus. Minister Singleton, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Aaron, hallelujah. Is he on? Aaron, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If not, we're going to go to Pastor Beatrice, if she's able to talk. Pastor Beatrice. Amen. Everybody, lines are open. Amen. Well, I'll go back to Mother.
Yes, Lord.
Mother, can you? Aaron?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you hear me? Yeah,
I
didn't
hear you. What you wanted me to pray? Oh, okay, I pray.
For Marty. Marty, he had a little incident happen today, so I want you to pray for him and his wife and family, and then close us out with the word of prayer. Amen. We're going to close on out.
Okay.
God bless. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You want me to pray right now?
Yes, sir. Yes, 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 yes.
Okay. Dear my Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, let everybody put their heads down. Dear my Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, let your blood prevail for that family, oh God. Bind the enemy right down with the enemy. Meant for evil, you meant for good. Oh God, you had my cousin to teach and preach a powerful message this morning, this afternoon, God. Enemy didn't like it, oh God. I rebuke you, Satan, you lying wonder. We plead the blood of Jesus against you right now. No weapon formed against them going to prosper. Let your blood prevail right now.
Right now, Lord.
Bleak the blood of Jesus.
No weapon.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Nothing's going to come to pass. You lying
thank
wonder.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's done. Have angels right now. Go to their house right now and up in their house
yes.
right now. Let them angels be up in there right now.
Name
Jesus.
Thank
keep
you,
the peace Jesus. Right now, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Your blood to me. We pray.
Already worked it out.
Already
worked it out, Lord. Hallelujah.
You're already working it out right now. It's already
yes,
done.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It's already done.
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. Hey, my, yeah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. You so worthy to be praised. Can't do nothing without you.
Praise
God. She done taught a nice Bible class today.
Yeah.
And the enemy's mad.
Thank
you,
Lord.
She taught good about her life.
Hallelujah.
He's mad, Cousin Asia, because of your sister getting out. He can't take it, so he's trying to cut up in the family. He's mad.
Thank you, Lord.
Cutting up. I ain't talking about family, blood family. I'm talking about blood family of the blood of Jesus on the line. He's getting mad.
Wow.
He don't can't take it. The enemy's getting mad because things are starting to happen. They gave her three lives. God said no.
Because
we've been fasting and praying, seeking.
Thank
and
you,
he's mad because she's about to get out in a few months. She's about
thank
to get
you,
out
Jesus.
In a few months.
Thank
she's about
you,
to get
Jesus.
Out in a few months. She's about to get out in a few months.
Thank you, Jesus.
In a few months. Watch what I say.
Hallelujah.
In a few months, she's about to get out.
Thank you, God.
And the enemy can't take it. He's mad.
Yes, he is.
She's about to get out in a few months.
Can you hear me? Can you imagine?
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
Thank you, Jesus. That's what you need to play anyway. That's what God wants you to be like that anyway. Once you can imagine. That's what God wants.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Keep praising him. Keep praising him. Get your order in and keep praising him. God got a big
old
one.
He's Santa
Claus. He wants to give you your gift.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Love y'all.
Love you too.
I can only imagine. Can you see it? That's what God wants. That's a powerful one.
I can only imagine.
Thank you, Jesus.
To be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus?
To be surrounded.
Thank you, Jesus.